Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul.
And today we have, as our guests, Jack Dalton and Ed Bourgeois, and they're here from the Alaska Native Heritage Center to talk about a new show that they have. They've cooked it up. It's called the Raven Radio Hour. Is that correct, Ed?
That's pretty close. Raven's Radio Hour.
Raven's Radio Hour.
What station is this on?
This is on Native Public Radio, NPR.
Okay, and is this like an old-time radio show that you're going to do? It's a, what is it, like a kind of like a prairie home thing?
But it is a tundra home companion. Yeah, it's essentially on that same format, 40-style radio show. So there's a little bit of, well, hopefully there's a lot of comedy. There's a little bit of music, storytelling. We even have some fake sponsors.
Fake sponsors.
Well, we've got some real sponsors, corporate sponsors, ConocoPhillips. Is the major sponsor. But then, you know, we have to be sponsored by Native corporations, too. Mm-hmm. So we have Marge's world-famous Agudic. We have Sister Sally's Super Seal Oil as a sponsor. And what are the other ones, Jack?
Aunt Edna's Ultimate Ulu. And, of course, we can't forget Sailor Boy Pilot Bread.
Oh, yeah, that's
a staple of Alaska Natives everywhere.
That's a biggie. Tang, too. That's a biggie, too, but we won't talk about that. Yeah, so anyway,
about that one.
So you guys are co-authored. This is a joint production, and you cooked this thing, you wrote this together, and it's going to happen. It opens up this weekend.
It opens on Sunday, yes, and we're running for 4 weeks of Sunday through Wednesdays at the Heritage Center. Jack and I have worked together in the past when I was at the opera, and we did a collaboration over several years with the Alaska Native Heritage Center. So we have this experience writing scripts together when we did Gathering of Cultures for several years. So we just got together and thought, what can we do that's funny and that's relevant and that people might come to?
So it's like a talent variety type thing. And are you the host? Are you in the chair of the guy who directs everyone, or is that Jack? Or
I'm stage directing the piece, but Jack's the host of the show.
Oh, okay.
And actually, the character Raven is the host of the show. So Raven is his regular trickster character, but in the guise of a radio show host. And so his job is to take all of the people in Radio Land through the different Alaska Native cultures, but not do it in a way that was... a lot of people approach Alaska Native cultures with this sort of reverie, and we wanted it to be a little irreverent. So that's why Raven became the host.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what the elders tell us when we're doing the research and running it by them and running our ideas by the powers that be. That's what they tell us. Raven is the irreverent character that allows us to laugh at ourselves and not take ourselves too seriously, and that's what this is all about. We have a lot of guests that come to the center, and like Jack said, they're, you know, we want them to honor the cultures, we want them to respect the cultures, but we want to show that we're not taking it too seriously.
So, you have guests on each program, musical guests and that sort of thing?
Well, we're our own musical guests, but we do a lot of musical parodies of different styles of music and different kinds of songs. So we've only written one show, and hopefully if it's a success, then we can write regular shows and maybe in the style of you know, some other things that we're used to, we could do seasonal shows.
Oh, that'd be great.
And who knows, maybe an actual radio station will pick us up.
Oh, that would be nice. So you could actually go full-time and have a new show every week.
That would be a lot of work, but yeah, if someone would like to sponsor us to have that as a full-time job, absolutely.
I'm game for that.
And, you know, this is a piece, too, that the humor in it is designed to work for a non-Native audience and also for a Native audience. So there, it's like Animaniacs, you know, that it's a kid's cartoon show, but adults watch it and get a whole different level. We're hoping that Alaska Native people will see this piece, and you know, this will work for people in the village because there's humor that they will get. This is our lives, but a non-Native audience can get it too.
As well as the difference between local and out-of-state audiences. We want to be able to have everyone feel like they are getting something out of it.
Like for visitors, yeah. Well, Ed, you did the fly-by-night show for a long time, so you have a lot of experience with this kind of a thing.
Funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely drawing on the things that I remember, you know, what kind of works.
What worked.
And we're having the same experience. Jack and I got together and created the first draft of the script, but then we got together with a cast. We've got a really talented quartet, and there's a stage manager, too, who kind of jumps in, but essentially a quartet of performers. And it's really amazing how the script transformed once we all started working together. It was just like my experience at the Fly By Night Club, sitting in that dressing room and free-forming, you know, kind of just letting it all hang out with the cast. The most amazing things happen when you begin to improvise, and that's what happened to this script.
But no Elvis impersonation.
Absolutely not.
So who else is in the cast?
Allison Warden is is a local Inupiaq actress that a lot of people are familiar with.
Polar Bear Show.
The Ode to the Polar Bear. Yeah, she's
Polar
really,
Bear.
Really wonderful.
And out north.
She recently plays about, I think, 17 different characters in this evening. She's so multi-talented, and it's just an amazing range of characters that she can play. Christina Gagnon, you may remember from our collaborations with the opera with the Alaska Native Heritage Center. She's an Inupiaq opera singer, and she's back in Alaska, so she's working with us on this piece. And Ethan Pettigrew, who's Unangah, he's what some people call Aleut, from the islands, and is a leader of a preeminent Unangan dance group. Really great composer, and we're finding actor and singer, and it's a great quartet of people. And of course, Jack. Don't forget Jack.
Yeah.
Jack is very talented. I've seen
you.
Jack's wonderful play. Several, actually two of them. and Jack, this is running out at the Heritage Center.
Yes.
In the evenings.
Yeah. And one of the things that the Heritage Center wanted to do was to utilize the facility beyond just the regular open hours for the Heritage Center part of it. And so the idea of doing something like a dinner theater or whatever you want to call it came about so that we could use it beyond those regular open hours a lot more. And this is one way to do it on a consistent basis, but still get the same messages across, but in a different way. So it could also bring in different audiences, different people that would normally think about coming to the Heritage Center as a Heritage Center. And although this year isn't quite dinner theater, because it's more, we're calling it cafe theater, lighter fare. So we're doing our part to help out all those people out there, no longer be the most obese country on the face of the earth.
Yeah. I just want to say we're talking with Ed Bourgeois and Jack Dalton, and they're talking about Raven's Radio Hour, which is an upcoming show, which will happen from here on through the end of the summer at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Jack, your storytelling skills probably come into play here, obviously. As the Raven, so being a trickster, do you wear like different Raven things, and then you step in and step out of the Raven thing? Because you're also Protean, you could change your form as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, during the show, we mainly have Raven as Raven, and he stays as Raven. He changes somewhat in terms of playing different characters, but he's always still Raven playing those characters,
as opposed to.
You know, transforming
kind of like
into
Bugs
them.
Bunny, when he plays all these different things and kind of tricks crooks into thinking that he's a cop, you know,
exactly.
Or a bellhop or something like that.
Yeah. And then Layla Williams, who's an amazing Aleutic artist, had made all the costumes for the piece, and they're so amazing that we don't even want to call them costumes. We're practically calling them regalia, and she made this amazing set of wings for me that when I spread my arms out, I have wings. I can almost fly. It's truly amazing. And so we're trying really hard to put those to good use during the show.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah. And we should say that while it's called Raven's Radio Hour, it's actually a full evening's worth of entertainment. It's actually a two-hour show with a 15-minute intermission, and that's always important to say. The actual title of the show is Raven's Radio Hour, 90 minutes of fun, 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 a two-hour show.
Okay, yeah, that's misleading, but, you know, in a good way, if it's fun.
A little
fun.
Too subtle, perhaps. Right. But.
You know, I know a lot of people who have never been to the Heritage Center. Let's just tell them how to get there.
Oh, great. Right now, you're going to have to fight a little bit of construction traffic because we're right on the edge of where they're building the new Target Center. We're right off the Muldoon exit, the northbound exit of the Muldoon of Muldoon Road exit off the Glen Highway. And just like if you were going to Bartlett High School, you take that same exit, and it's the first driveway on the right. It drives back into the woods, and if you've never been to the center, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous facility. And that was, like Jack said, it was part of the motivation. We have 100,000 visitors a summer during the day, but we close at 5. Not now. We want to open it up in the evening and make it available for other uses.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. And you have that nice little theater there, which I've seen some things there. You're going to do it in the theater?
Actually, we're not. We're doing it in the gathering place.
Oh,
the larger
big place,
open.
As soon as you walk in, because, it's even bigger.
Because we're doing cabaret-style seating. It's tables where you can order food and get comfortable. It's not theater-style seating for this piece.
Will the admission also include admission to the rest of the center as well?
Well, the rest of the center, you can take a little walk around the lake. If you get there a little earlier, the doors open at 6:30 and we start at 7, so you have a half an hour to, you know, we'll have a bar, and if you want to walk around and take a look at things, absolutely. We won't have our culture host there to guide people like we do during the day, but certainly the facility is open, yes.
And now for the Stage Talk calendar. Brown-Eyed Girls Theater Company presents The Odd Couple, both the male and the female versions alternating, and on Friday and Saturday nights, both versions in one night. This show runs Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m., with the alternate version showing at 9:45 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and a Sunday matinee at 5 p.m. Through September, the show can be seen at Cyrano's Off-Center Playhouse. For tickets, go to the PAC box office or call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And the Alaska Native Heritage Center presents Raven's Radio Hour, and this show opens this Sunday and runs Sundays through Wednesdays, August 17th through September the 16th, except for September 3rd and 8th at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. For tickets and more information, you can call 330-8000, that's 330-8000, or go to Center Tix, or you can look up the Alaska Native Heritage Center at www.alaskanative.com.
Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talks. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro.
For KSKA.